Welcome to another episode of Catbox Chronicles. I'm Justin.
And I'm Mal.
And we got a kitty making noise in the background, so sorry if you hear him shaking his little collar bells. Today on the podcast, we're going to do a couple of different things here. We're going to talk about cats, as usual, but we're also going to do a review section, seems as that's super popular with you guys. We noticed that the movie review episode got the most listens, so we thought we'd do more of that. We're going to be talking about, what are we talking about?
The new season of Cobra Kai. So spoilers, if you have not seen Cobra Kai and you're waiting to watch it on Netflix.
Do it now.
But
yeah. Or forever hold your peace.
We will have spoilers, just so you know.
This episode's going to be riddled with spoilers, so heads up on that one when we get to that point. But on the topic of cats today, we wanted to talk about a couple things, and we're going to play off of each other because Melanie doesn't have a printout of this, but what are some ways you think a cat will show that it loves you? What do you think?
It snuggles with you.
Okay, that might be one. What are some other things?
It wants to be with you all the time.
All right.
It's pretty much a furry child.
So according to Oprah, esteemed source here, here are 9 signs that prove your cat loves you, and I'm going to ask you whether our cats show this or not. So first of all, have our cats been socialized?
I would say so.
I would say so too. I would definitely say they have been socialized.
I mean, I think Maddie was more socialized by her previous people, and we did a pretty good job socializing Chevy, but...
Yeah, Chevy on the one hand, he kind of took a little while to come around. He was a little bit skittish towards the beginning.
Well, we also think he had a lot of trauma in the beginning before he was surrendered, so...
Yeah, he had a little bit of unexplained trauma that we still haven't figured out quite what happened to him.
We think it has to do with kids.
Yeah, and plastic bags and ice, things that he's afraid of. Okay, so a cat that loves you will treat you like you're a cat.
Well, I mean, Maddie will lick us. She'll, like, lick our faces off. She'll groom us, for lack of a better word. Chevy will herd us to what he wants. He's pretty smart. If you show me. He'll herd you.
He's like a sheepdog leading us to cattle, you know?
I think they think that we're hairless, bigger cats.
So if a cat replicates the behaviors with you, like a cat behavior, that means they have imprinted on you. And you mentioned this one, cats rub against you.
I said snuggle.
Well, snuggle and rub, I don't know.
Kitty attach.
Yeah, that's what we call kitty attach. It's a patented technology that Maddie has.
Gee will come around and she'll like... run by your leg and tickle your leg.
And she'll stay by your leg?
But she'll still, like, her side will be attached to your leg, even though she's moving.
Nice.
And it tickles.
They follow you into rooms.
I can't go anywhere without Chevy.
That one's very common with Chevy.
What about Maddie?
She'll come when you call her, but she doesn't really follow you, except for in the mornings. She's pretty good about following me around in the mornings. She wants to know where I'm at.
During the day, though, she kind of does her own thing.
Yeah, like right now she's upstairers, but Chevy's down here. I almost said Milo. They come into your bedroom while you're sleeping.
Well, we don't let them in unless it's during the day and we're taking naps. But, I mean, during nap times, yeah, they'll come snuggle with us.
Yeah, Chevy's a good Laplander. He's like one of the best Laplanders there ever is. You know?
Well, Maddie will come snuggle with you
in
the bedroom. She'll lay by your feet.
They blink their eyes slowly.
Yeah, ours do that.
They knead their paws like a kitten, so they make biscuits.
Milo was really the only one out of the three that made biscuits.
Out of every cat we've had, Milo is the biscuit mister.
But you did say Maddie made biscuits yesterday.
When we came back from Wyoming, when we came back from Wyoming, she was making biscuits on me because I think she was, you know, desperate for attention. She hadn't seen us in 10 days, so.
Please no. We did have people come give them loves while we were gone.
Yeah, don't worry about our cats. They were fine.
We do not neglect them.
They make the right kind of meow.
Well, what's considered the right kind of meow? I mean, Chevy sounds like a monkey kitty bird.
He knows how to push your buttons.
And Maddie is a beeper and an alarm clock.
She knows how to pull at your heartstrings.
Sure
so
does.
So that's the right kind of meow. And in some cases, they show their belly.
Chevy does.
Yeah, Chevy's a belly shower.
Maddie won't.
She doesn't mind it. I don't think she likes it as much as Chevy does, but she doesn't mind showing her belly. They'll show you their tail.
Oh, she definitely shows you her butt and her tail.
It was funny. The other day, there was a lady that came over to our house to do a medical thing, and Maddie's tail was super puffed up. I've never seen it that puffed up around people. And she was friendly to the person. Like, she let her pet him, but her tail was just massive, like a massive puff.
She could have been excited.
Yeah, it could have been. Okay, so on the opposite end, here's some steps that show your cat does not like you.
And that maybe you should get a different cat.
Yeah, maybe your cat really hates you. Okay. The cat hisses, growls, bites, and sinks its nails into your skin. Obviously, that's a big one. That's Captain Obvious statement.
Right. If the cat doesn't want you to pet it for any reason. Or, I wouldn't say that necessarily means 100% of the time the cat doesn't like you.
It could just be playing with you.
Well, no. If it hisses and growls, it's probably scared.
True.
I mean, if you have like a feral cat, or a cat that was abandoned for a period of time, They're probably not going to start out being the most friendly.
Well, in this case, I'm thinking of my parents' cat, Micah. When we got there over Christmas, when we first got there, that cat was hissing and pawing at me and just, you know, didn't want to be messed with. I mean, it gradually came around. Micah came around to be a good kitty towards the end, but it took her like 2 weeks almost to come around.
I would say it took a week, yeah. But I mean, she was the most social I've seen her since you and I have been together.
Right, because like when I first met her, when my parents got her in southern Wyoming, when they lived at the other place, she was rotten. She was just a rotten cat when she was younger. Not friendly at all. Maybe, I mean, she loves my parents. She's my parents' cat.
Because they're 100% her owners.
But any other person, God, that cat hates other people.
Well,
that,
she likes females, though.
Yeah.
So she's your mom's cat.
So the cat's tail looks mad, lowered, puffed up, or lashing. Chevy sometimes does that. He will get frustrated.
Yeah, but then he comes back for more, though.
Yeah, he's kind of dumb. Chevy's not the brightest bulb, but I love him.
Me too.
Right now he's looking at a bird out in the tree. The cat poops and pees on your stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there's two schools of thought for that. There's accidents that happen, of course, obviously. Like Milo, when he was near the end of life, he started pooping outside the cat box and peeing.
Or UTIs.
Yeah, and that's unavoidable. You know, there's certain animals that have accidents and stuff like that. And you can't say that the animal is bad just because it has
or
an accident.
Or it doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Like, take it, if your cat starts using the bathroom outside of the litter box, take it in. It might have a UTI in the litter. They just have bad memories because it hurts.
I wonder if that's why my parents' other cat, Max, was the way he was, because he was always angry. He was always an ornery little cuss. Sometimes if you were out in the garage trying to get him to come in and you backed him into a corner, he would pee. He'd just flat out pee. Just wherever he was, he would pee.
Yeah, trying to control the situation.
But I wonder if it was because he had kidney problems. He had kidney failure a lot earlier than Milo did. You know, same kind of problem.
Well, that could be too. Or if your kidneys aren't working.
Yeah.
Chevy.
The cat ignores you and avoids eye contact. Well, this cat doesn't. He's looking at me right now.
Baba will come whenever you call him.
Chevy.
I mean, Maddie's pretty good about looking at having eye contact. Hi, baby.
Did you just see that?
I did.
Yeah, he stuck his paw up at me.
Having eye contact, but she's also pretty good at ignoring us, too.
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, he's not going to make any noise for you guys. The cat disappears whenever you come around. That's, again, going back to Micah. Standoffish cats sometimes like to cuddle somebody else or around mealtime, but not you. The cats scatter when they don't feel safe or they'll slink off when they're feeling stressed.
Well, that's Chevy when we get new visitors, people he doesn't know.
Yeah, he sometimes hides when we have visitors over or somebody with a dog, like your friend Jess.
It's not that he doesn't like the people, it's just that he doesn't know them, so it's scary for him.
Mm-hmm. And she seems to like other people, just not you. We already discussed that.
There's a gibby!
Yeah, Maddie's come down here now. Its ears flatten and turn back. I've seen this before lots of times. Cats turn their ears back and just cats go into that defensive mode.
Yeah.
She doesn't relax when you're around. Cats sleep in a vulnerable position. The happy cat will lie down, relax, and snooze, even expose its belly like Marley did. But
yeah.
The cat,
Chevy too.
The cat doesn't want to be touched. I can't speak English today. The cat doesn't want to be touched or won't touch. Cat's eyes are dilated or thin as a line, you know, like when they squint and go, oh, that's a kitty that's probably upset. But this article said, according to Sam Westerich, PhD, I probably butchered his last name, cats don't hold grudges, but they remember.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Does a cat ever forgive? Cats don't forgive. And once they realize a person is causing them anxiety, they keep away.
I would say Chevy and Maddie are pretty forgiving and resilient. I mean, I feel like they remember their previous traumas, but
okay.
I I think that they're pretty resilient.
So yeah, that's some things to look out for, and there's a lot more on the subject if you want to Google how does my cat hate me. There's a whole big article on it that you can check out. So let's get into the review of Cobra Kai, shall we? Cue the music. So we just finished watching the season 4 of Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai, if you're new to anything, if you don't have Netflix, is a continuation of the Karate Kid franchise from the 1980s. You know, the Mr. Miyagi one with Daniel LaRusso and
Johnny Lawrence,
Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita, and William Zabka. That's Johnny Lawrence. Anyway, so season 4 picks up where season 3 leaves off, but it introduces us to a new character. Who's that new character that comes along in season 4?
Terry Silver is back.
Scary guy. And he has not aged well, I'll tell you that.
He's still an asshole, though.
Yeah, God, the guy is major asshole, and pardon my French, but you're going to hear that. This show is not going to be rated PG. It's got the cast from the previous three seasons, plus now Terry Silver, as you said. He was in the third Karate Kid, and he kind of trained Daniel a little bit while Pat Morita was out. I don't really remember a lot of the 1989 movie, the third.
Didn't Terry Silver, like, push Daniel past, like, his limits and, like, kind of burnt him out?
Yeah, I have very little memory of the third film. I'll have to go back and watch it. I know the second one better than the third one. The second one takes place in Japan. The third one is iffy for me. I didn't care for it.
Isn't the third one where they have that bonsai store?
Yeah, that's where they have that little bonsai store.
What a moment. What a moment. You are now crossing over to the right side of the tracks.
Oh, what that?
That's opportunity knocking. Straight ahead, right up there. This is your dream come true, and there's plenty of free parking. It's right here, Mr. Miyagi.
This place?
You bet this place. What do you see it up close?
Yeah, Miyagi-san's have a bonsai store.
But I think season 4 was kind of picked up a little bit from the first few seasons. Because the first few seasons were like, oh, this is great. There's eventful things. But like season 4, by the end, you're like, holy cow.
No way. This show kicks ass to be like straight across the board.
Yeah.
Like, every season has been very good.
Not like season 4, though.
No, season 4 like upped the game quite a bit with the introduction of Terry Silver. So here's a little bit of things that happened in this season to catch you up. And like we said, spoilers, major spoilers.
If you haven't seen it and plan on watching it, you might want to skip this part for a while.
Okay, so Johnny Lawrence, we know, has his hand full as he tries to patch up things with Daniel. But he also has a relationship with Carmen, who is Miguel's mother.
Miggy's mother. As she calls
so
him.
So he and Daniel LaRusso are still at odds in this entire season.
Eagle Fang!
Yeah, he forms a separate dojo. You know, he breaks off a Cobra Kai and forms
Eagle Fang!
Yeah, and Hawk goes into
Miyagi-Do. But Hawk goes into depression.
Yeah.
In the series.
He's my favorite character. He's one of my favorite characters in that entire season.
Should we spoil what causes his depression?
Yeah, we can go ahead, because everybody's seen it.
The Cobra Kai, like, Tori and Robbie and that gang corners him and cuts off his mohawk.
Yeah.
So he doesn't feel that.
He doesn't have the power anymore. He doesn't have the thing that makes him unique.
But he learns that the power is within him, and he doesn't need the cool hair to get the girl, and he doesn't need the cool hair for his karate power.
Miyagi say you no need funky hair to do karate.
Daniel LaRusso agrees to work with Johnny Lawrence, but he's also struggling with how Johnny does karate. You know, Johnny's got that Cobra Kai mentality where, you know, strike first and no mercy still. He's got that harder punching, you know, kick your ass kind of style of karate, whereas Daniel LaRusso is, you know, is more mellow and, you know, wax on, wax off kind
more
of thing.
Gentle, for lack of a better word. But, I mean, they do switch students before they decide to, like, go their separate ways.
Yeah.
So Miyagi-Do tries to teach Eagle Fang, like, Mr. Miyagi's way and vice versa. However, the Miyagi-Do students, especially LaRusso's daughter, Sam, is very against the Eagle Fang way of training.
My dad wouldn't want us doing this.
Oh, give me a break. You do everything your mommy and daddy tell you to do? They told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
You're telling me to jump off a building.
Yeah, onto another building. All I'm trying to do is help you doormats survive the All Valley.
If we do your training, I don't think we'll survive the afternoon.
I mean, later in the season, she starts to pick up some of it.
Yeah, she starts to use, like, her knowledge of both styles.
Yeah, and we'll get to the finale here in a little bit. But so Miguel Diaz, you know him. He is in a relationship with Sam, of course. That's Daniel LaRusso's daughter.
They go to prom.
But he's also, but it's also so still uncomfortable because he's got that ex, you know, Tori.
Yeah, but she has Robbie.
Yeah, she's got Robbie.
So, I mean, Tori and Robbie get together. And Sam and...
He's so hot, Robbie.
Sam and Tori still have this rivalry, except it's not Tori fueling it this season.
That six-pack that Robbie has, oh, I just can't stop seeing it. And speaking of Robbie, he goes to Cobra Kai. He defects to the dark side of the Force. So
He
goes over to Cobra Kai and learns from Sensei Kreese and Sensei whatever the hell Terry
Silver.
Terry Crews or whatever his name is. Terry Silver. Why do I say Terry Crews? God.
Well, and there's a new character in season 4. There's so we finally see a little bit more of LaRusso's son in this season.
Yeah, and he's gotten big.
He's grown up
quite a bit.
But he's really a bully.
Yeah, he is. He's a piece of shit. Pardon my French.
Like,
LaRusso's son is a jackass.
Yeah. So he, like, bullies this new kid who's smaller than he is.
I like the little kid, but then the little kid kind of... Oh, we'll get there, spoiler. Samantha LaRusso, Daniel's daughter, she's still traumatizing over her fight with Tori from the last season, and she also can't get over Robbie. Everybody loves Robbie.
It doesn't help that they let Tori back at school.
Excuse me. She's a bitch.
Yeah,
God, I do not like her.
She definitely is, like, trying to be alpha this season.
I call her Melonhead.
Tori, call Melonhead.
John Kreese, of course, he's back. He's been in the... ever since the second season, I believe.
Hard left turn for Kreese.
Oh, man. He goes through a lot this season, and I kind of feel sorry for him. There is a funny clip, and I'll play it here in a second, that when the final episode, or it's the second to final episode, when the big fight is going on, Tori is fighting Samantha. There's this funny little segment that I caught, and I'm going to play it right now.
Do you want to fight him?
You're angry. Good. Use it.
So yeah, that was... I laughed out loud when he said that.
Well, I think it's how he said it.
Good. It's like Darth Sidious or whatever his name is in Star Wars. Good.
Well,
play on the dark side by John
and
Cassidy.
And here's the thing with Kreese and Silver. Kreese, like, went to Silver asking him to come back. And at first Silver was like, no, I'm out of karate. Like,
I live in a fancy house and I have a hot wife and I have all these things.
I don't think that was his wife. I think that was just some chick he was seeing.
Oh.
Because you only see her in those couple of episodes.
That's true.
And then finally, like, Silver comes back and he's like, I'm finally fulfilling my promise to you. And I know we said we'd do this together and I abandoned you.
Yeah, we're bosom buddies, me and you.
But then Silver just... As Kreese learns to kind of tone down a little bit, Silver just ramps right up.
Oh, God, he is ruthless. And you know, what little I remember of the third film, he was a piece of shit in that movie, too.
That's because
he was the main bad guy. But, yeah, he's even harder than John Kreese.
Because he's older and he has money.
Yeah, and you end up feeling sorry for him at the end of the season.
Like, if you didn't like Kreese these past three seasons,
Kreese is
pretty
good. Coming out.
He's coming around.
Even though he has squinty eyes and he goes, good. So Eli, of course, Hawk, you know, we talked about him. He was in Eagle Fang, but then he goes to Miyagi-Do and he gets his hair cut off by the Cobra Kai assholes. And
I felt bad for him because he didn't deserve that.
Yeah, Tori, hell hath no fury like a young woman scorned. And Tori is still pissed that she lost Miguel.
Yeah, but she has Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie's like the business, you know.
I feel like Tori and Robbie are good together because, one, they have the same fighting style, the same mentality. So they kind of, like, are on the same page. Where Miguel doesn't want that cutting edge style.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do things for the greater good. He doesn't want to harm people just to harm people.
Yeah, so most of the season is spent with the two different dojos, or the three different dojos, are actually training for the big event, the All Valley. Which is tournament. At the end of the season, the end of the last two episodes, the tournament. And of course, there's some really cool things that happen on the way, and then like Hawk getting his hair cut off. That's not cool, but...
But in the end...
There's some big fights, you know, there's a lot of like, we can't fight until the tournament thing, and there's a lot of tension there.
Yeah, but somebody tries to fight before that.
Of course she does.
Can you guess who?
What, Samantha?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little hothead.
Well, it's because she's trying to assert dominance and she doesn't like... So Tori finally asked for help for getting back into school and stuff like that. And she asked Sam's parents, Daniel and whatever the mom's name is.
I'm reading a review on the Netflix website about Cobra Kai Season 4. And it's like, because nobody in the show is capable of using their words, a fight between the quad breaks out at the prom.
Well... Yeah.
That's in the third to last episode is the prom.
And so... Sam gets pissed that her parents are helping Tori, but she doesn't, like, actually listen to, like, why Tori needs help or, like, why her parents...
Well, Tori doesn't listen to LaRusso's
actually,
wife.
She does. Because Tori...
She kind of goes easy on her towards the end, but,
yeah, but
she's like, oh, shit.
She left her alone this season.
Yeah.
Because Sam's mom is like, please leave her alone.
Yeah.
But Sam is the one instigating things this season, not Tori.
Oh, that's the eagle fang coming out of her. That's the other side of the...
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
For Sam, yeah, the eagle fang.
So, yeah, so a lot happens in this season. It's a very good season. It's like one of the best seasons of the show, if not the best.
And then at the... Was it the last few episodes?
The last two episodes of the
you're
tournament.
Introduced to Raymond... He is the guy that played in I, Tanya.
Yeah.
The friend that, like, clubbed Nancy Harding.
Yeah.
And Richard
Tanya
Jewell. Tanya Harding. Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan. God.
Sorry.
I'm not going to edit that.
I knew what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I knew what you were trying to say, too. Nancy Kerrigan.
Anyway, and the guy that was in Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
That played the guy that was under.
He played Richard Jewell.
Yeah, he played Richard Jewell. He
not
tries,
a good movie, by the way.
He tries to join Cobra Kai, and...
He plays himself, like, in every single movie. I swear to God, the guy is typecast.
Probably, but he, like, he's this party guy who has, like, this after-prom party for everybody that like, gets, like, busted.
Let's talk about, like, gets into this feud with his neighbor.
That's because it's his brother-in-law.
Yeah, like, he has this huge-ass house, and he's, like, constantly playing...
He's staying with his sister and brother-in-law, and
yeah.
I feel like that's, like, their guest house or something.
But anyway, he pisses off the neighbor because he's, like, playing music all the time.
Yeah, so, like, his brother-in-law's like, my sister's letting you stay here and nobody can get any sleep because you play music until early hours of the morning. And then he has, like, this after-prom party that everyone goes to. And then the brother-in-law comes over and Raymond, like, kicks the brother-in-law's ass. And he's like, we'll see about that. But then he tries to join Cobra Kai, and Kreese and Silver say no.
Yeah, God, does that guy get his ass kicked?
But then, like, he goes back to talk to Silver, and Silver just beats the shit out
Silver
of
just,
him.
God, puts him in the hospital. That's a major spoiler there. But we see Kreese and Silver at the end. Okay, so here comes some spoilers for the last two episodes of the season. So at the All Valley Tournament, there's this agreement that's set up earlier in the season that if Miyagi-Do and Eagle Fang lose, they have to close down forever.
And it's just going to be Cobra Kai.
Yeah, and if Cobra Kai loses, Cobra Kai goes out of business. So what happens at the tournament, it's split down the middle.
So Miyagi-Do, Miguel
wins.
The male.
He beats up Robbie because Robbie kind of pushes out at the end. I think he let him win.
Maybe. But then Tori wins against Sam, so Cobra Kai wins. But...
That was an accident, though, according to this website. She accidentally elbowed her, remember?
And she elbowed her, but they still continued fighting. Yeah, well, Tori really felt bad for elbowing Sam in the eye. But they kept fighting, though.
So wait, this article says Cobra Kai wins a tournament, but I don't remember that. I remember it being the other way around.
They may have won in more points. Because remember, it was the dojo that had the most points at the end, too,
yeah.
Not just medals. So, in the skills competition, Cobra Kai
wins.
But when it came to, like, the actual, like, sparring,
yeah,
like, it was...
It was more leaning towards Cobra Kai. Or to
Miyagi-Do.
Miyagi-Do.
But then Tori overhears, is it Silver, talking to the ref?
Yeah, it was at the very end of that episode. She goes back inside and she sees that Silver has paid off one of the refs. And
Silver's,
he's like, thank you for...
Silver's like...
No one suspects a thing. Money would be in your account tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Silver.
I almost thought you were going to let me down and...
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
God, that guy's a piece of shit.
But then Miguel, like, doesn't finish his round and he disappears.
Yeah. That's right, because he gets injured. So we find out that Miguel leaves and goes to try to find his real biological father.
Spoiler, left hard turn. Yeah. His father doesn't know he exists.
Yeah.
Johnny, who's in a relationship with his mother, is like, I'll find him. I'll bring him back.
That's
going
to be interesting to see what happens in the fifth season.
Well, Johnny better go faster than that bus.
But so towards the end of the final episode, Terry Silver and Kreese are sitting at Silver's house.
Having some wine.
Yeah, they're like,
they won.
Celebrating their win, their phony win. And all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh.
The police are coming.
Uh-oh.
You have the right to remain silent.
John, what did you do?
Hands behind your back.
Take it easy. So worry about a thing.
I'm sure I can dig up an old friend or two to help out with the Cobra Kai while you deal with your legal problems.
You're gonna regret this.
I am Cobra Kai.
Put him in the car.
And don't worry about Lawrence. I'll take good care of him too.
And so you think Silver. Because Silver beat up Raymond, right? So you're Silver's gonna get what's coming.
Yeah, because you think that the guy from Richard Jewell confessed that, or told the police that it was Silver that beat the shit out of him.
Well,
but no.
Kreese gets arrested, and you're like,
it's like, what the hell?
Well, it turns out that when giving a statement, Raymond said it was Kreese that beat him up, and not Silver.
Yep.
So Kreese is like, WTF, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And
Silver's sorry.
Well, okay, so previously, Silver had said that Kreese's weakness is Lawrence.
Yeah, Johnny Lawrence.
So, and then Silver said
his weakness is Kreese.
So in order to get rid of his weakness, he got Kreese arrested.
Yeah.
So then he has no one to stop him now.
It should be noted that during the entire season, Silver and Kreese were going at each other occasionally, especially in the tournament.
Well, like I said, Kreese has kind of learned to, like, tone down his no mercy, whereas Silver just ramped.
Silver doesn't give a shit.
He just ramped right up,
and
Kreese is like, you gotta come back down.
And that's what turned that newcomer.
Well, even Robbie was like, I created a monster because I trained him.
The newcomer kid that gets bullied
for the
first couple episodes.
He beats up LaRusso's son.
God, does he go after
him. And Robbie sees that, and he's like, that's
shit, you know, look
not
what I did.
What I... He's like, that's totally not what I meant to do.
So, and that wraps up the season 4. What did you think of it?
I thought this season, I mean, I like all seasons, but I thought this season really, like, came through and, like, put some hard left turns in there that we didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. They really came through.
We're going to do a episode about our favorite movies and TV shows of this year. Coming soon, anyway. That's a programming note.
2021.
2021, yeah. Not 2020. Nothing has come
not
out this year.
We're not too far into 2022 to have...
Yeah, so we're going to do a recap of movies that came out last year, 2021, and TV shows. And this will be number one for me, Cobra Kai Season 4, because it came out on December 31st.
So you're reserving your number one?
Yeah, my number one is already Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And you can agree with me. We can have that as a tie. But yeah, so definitely recommend it. If you haven't seen the Cobra Kai series, go on Netflix, watch it. You will enjoy it. It's in the same vein as the original movies. It's a classic. It is definitely one of the top shows that have come out ever.
Although, to be fair, you do kind of need to watch the first 3 seasons to understand where
Yeah, don't
these
just jump into season
from.
4. Yeah.
So please start the series.
Start from the beginning. And they're not that many episodes. There's only 10 episodes this season. I think there were 10 last season. You know, they're short. They're not like 20 episodes. So you can binge it in like a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
But, yeah. And that'll do it for this episode of Catbox Chronicles. Like I said, programming note, we will be doing a review of the best movies of 2021 and TV shows sometime this year. I can't guarantee when that episode's going to air. I also have some other ideas for some things that might come out on the main feed, so stay tuned for those. We're not going to abandon talking about cats totally, but we're going to kind of branch out and add on to this show and make it a little bit more robust because you guys like the review stuff.
Yeah, like, let us know if you want us to review anything. Like, we have a Gmail account, which nobody's emailed us, which makes me really sad.
TheCatBoxChronicles@gmail.com.
Also, check out our Instagram.
Yeah, you can reach us there too. Leave us comments on photos and stuff like that, and we'll check them out. And we want your suggestions for episode topics. If you want us to talk about things about cats, or if you have a TV show we should watch.
Real quick, if any of you pet parents have had a pet diagnosed with psychogenic alopecia, where they like lick or bite all their fur off, let us know what helped for you.
Yeah, because we have a cat that does that.
They gave us Kitty Prozac for her, but we figure it's environmental, maybe due to her past as being a stray. Because we tried all the expensive foods, mm-hmm. and before we did the medication, and nothing worked. So, for those of you that experienced it, feel free to tell us your experience, and maybe what you did that helped.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Once again, thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week.
Thank you. Peace.
Bye-bye.